Tim Gossage in for Jack Heverin for the next couple of weeks. Josh De Luca, former Docker and Carlton midfielder, half forward, was delisted by the Blues after six games in the second half of the season after being selected in the mid-season draft. So what's his future now? Josh has been kind enough to join us on SEN Afternoons. Josh, appreciate your time. What was your feeling when the phone call came through that told me that your days at Carlton, for now, were over?
Hi, Goss. Yeah, look, it was quite disappointing. I was, the writing was on the wall a bit. I hadn't had a contract offered to me for some time after the season, and so I was just in limbo, sort of. And yeah, I was pretty disappointed with the result, and I really want to be at the club, and I love my time there. So yeah, I was pretty flat.
So what now? So you're going to keep training with them in the preseason and hope that you maybe get rookie listed or find your way back on their list?
Yep, so they've obviously come and train with them. We've got about a month of training before the draft is actually on. So I'll be there at training for the first month, and then potentially might get another contract through the draft. But it's all depending on, I think, their draft order and where they're at and what they need.
Has there been any other clubs sound you or your manager out, Josh?
Not exactly. There's little things here and there, but there's definitely nothing guaranteed. So I don't want to get my hopes up too much.
Yeah. So when people say to me, "Oh, that'll be right," he gets $20,000 this he's cut because of the convenience of up stumping and going across it and the like. Like that's all very nice, but you'd much rather sacrifice that 20 to be on a list proper.
100%. That's the last thing I'm thinking about, to be honest. I think football career is a lot more important to me than just short-term finances, I guess. So I'd love to be on an AFL list or Carlton, definitely.
What did you enjoy about the... So what have you enjoyed, I'm sorry, past tense, what have you enjoyed about your time at Carlton? What did you learn inside the system that you may not have picked up while you're at Fremantle?
I just learned about being a bit more flexible with the way I play footy. The way David Teague taught us to just really simplify the game, I really took a lot out of that and just gave me more confidence as a player to take the game on in certain ways. And I really enjoyed my time there, and I really like the boys. I really like the club. They're really caring and genuine club, and I've loved my time there, and I think it re-established my my hunger for that level of football, and just got a lot more drive now just to be there.
Josh De Luca is our guest on SEN Afternoons. Been delisted by the Blues, but we'll train for the next month and hopefully a spot opens up. So judging by that, are you telling me that your time at Fremantle in various forms, you played the four games at Fremantle and you're on the list for a little while there. Do you feel like you were jaded after your time with Ross Lyon and Fremantle and you went back to Subiaco? Of course, we know how professional they are as a waffle club and you sort of played some great footy. I'm not surprised you got picked up by Carlton. I don't think too many people were, to be honest. Do you feel like the Fremantle experience really set you back?
No, it didn't. I don't think it set me back. I was playing sort of probably a different role at Fremantle.
Yep.
Playing that small forward role, and once I got delisted, I think had a lot of midfielders on their list, and I sort of couldn't get into their midfield, and they didn't need me as a forward, so that's where I got sort of pushed out. And so once I got back into the waffle, I established myself as a midfielder, and that's where my football started to really blossom, I guess. And so that's what gave me the opportunity in the mid-season. So I don't think it set me back, because I learnt a great deal from Fremantle and Ross Lyon and the whole club. It did teach me a lot about the game, and so I took that with me, and it helped me grow as a player, playing a different role, I guess.
Well, that's good to hear. Can you compare Nat Fyfe with Patrick Cripps? Are they six of one, half a dozen the other? Are they almost identical bulls when you've played alongside both?
Yeah, they have a little bit of a different style between them, but they're both just hungry, good leaders. Just every time they're out in the field, they're, doing 110%, and they try exactly the way they play. They're just elite players, and they, you know, they want to help the other players. I love training with them, and especially with Cripper. I was doing a lot of midfield work with him, and he did teach me a lot. And he's a big boy, and he's hard to move, but he's a great fellow as well. So I love that.
Last one for you. The phone is just sort of breaking up a little bit. Josh De Luca is on SEN Afternoons. No, you're right, SEN Afternoons. Can I just mention then that if you don't get picked up, is it an easy option to come back and play for Subiaco and win another flag? Because they're trying to make it hard, but apparently you're welcome back, and as a Subiaco junior, you don't have to tick any boxes or jump through any hoops or over any bars.
I know. I'm pretty stoked that I can still potentially go to Subiaco, but I'll have to make the decision. I do like living in Melbourne, and I don't know if there may be opportunities over there with football and with work. So I have to make that decision where I come back to Perth. I think if I came back to Perth, it would be definitely an easy option to go to Subi. But, yeah, it's just depending on where I stay, where I go.
Yep. Yeah, well, that's good. Good to have that. Yeah, absolutely. Good to have that option. Well, let's hope you get back onto Carlton's list, and if not Carlton, you get on someone else. You've got the body to play football, you've got the smarts, you've got the dedication, and you're a quality young man. So I appreciate your time, and all the very best over the next month as you prove your worth to the Blues and everyone else involved.
Cheers, Josh. I appreciate it.
Good on you. There's Josh De Luca. He's an absolute outstanding young man.